This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Joy 94.9, Friday morning show with Leo. My special guest this morning is out and proud trans woman from Auckland. She's a media commentator, public speaker, and now cover girl. A big Joy welcome to Mary Headstan. Welcome to Joy, Mary.
Hello, how are you? I love that you abbreviated my name, Mary Headstan. It means all sorts of things to some people, I suppose, doesn't it? But Mary didn't have Stan, it's just that I've abbreviated my name. But hello, hi, how are you?
Now, in August 2013, same-sex marriage became legal in New Zealand. Now, with Australia still waiting and lagging further and further behind, how has the law changed the community in New Zealand since then?
You know, I'm just so thrilled to see the support shown about marriage equality, because, you know, everyone's getting behind the movement and demonstrating that it's great to have the opportunity to marry whoever the heck you like. It is, of course, my second year wedding anniversary in a few weeks, and I'm proud to be involved in what was a natural part of life for all New Zealanders. We were the 14th country to legalise same-sex marriage, and I'm so proud we were one of the first couples in New Zealand to make the leap. So Willie and I are really happy to have been involved with that, and actually it is okay because I love him, he loves me, and it shouldn't matter who's what, where, or how. So I think as time has gone by, New Zealand is moving with the rest of the other 13 countries around the world that have decided that it's actually okay to do. So it's been all but a good thing.
Well, it's great to see, because as an expat, I've been in Melbourne, living in Melbourne for 15 years now nearly.
Yeah.
And since then, obviously, the LGBTI community has got a wider voice now in Auckland. And it's also, you've just come out of your three-week-long Pride Festival, beginning with the Big Gay Out Day a few weeks ago. What were the highlights for you during the festival, Mary?
The Pride Festival is such an amazing celebration of the LGBTI community in New Zealand. But what I was so impressed by was the huge response from the public and corporate companies, you know, corporate organisations. It was the biggest parade, if we're talking about the parade ever. It was the double amount of floats that there was last year. And for people to show their support and with companies such as Air New Zealand, Coca-Cola, ANZ, the New Zealand police were involved. Now, that was also controversial with them playing a part. But, you know, on reflection, I personally have suffered heartache and been through utter hell, but coming out the other side has been a good thing. And I think it's great that we as a nation can embrace and it be okay. I remember Facebooking about it, saying that it's amazing. I am proud as a New Zealander to be in a country that allows this type of expression, which is wonderful. And it's great to be involved with. It's great to be part of. I was a commentator on one of the local radio stations here during the festival. So it brings out the best of people, I think. You know, an expression of fabulous and colour and glitz and glam, that is what the Pride Festival for this year has done, which is only a benchmark to make it bigger and bigger for the years to come, I'm sure.
Now, Mira, it's no secret you have had an interesting and at times a troubled life, discovering that you wanted to live your life as a woman, a stint in jail, reports of stalking a New Zealand newsreader. You've come through all that, you've turned your life around, and you've become a strong, confident woman. You also met the man of your dreams as well. You got married back in 2013. How has he changed your life?
You know, I think getting married was one of the best decisions I ever did and ever made. You know, growing up, as you and I have talked before, in small town New Zealand, you know, with poverty and abuse and violence, and it really was my determined goal to be a success in my chosen area, which just happens to be in the media world. And now I have a partner who supports and really just nurtures me in that venture. You know, I have definitely suffered heartache and I've been through utter hell, whether that's been privately or publicly, but coming out the other side has been a great thing. And now I lead a pretty normal life. I mean, I think some people think that I'm just this person who goes to parties and flies off here, there and everywhere and goes and hangs out in the Pacific Islands. But actually, I'm a director in an HR consulting business, and I do various brand ambassador roles, as well as, you know, emceeing events and doing a bit of media and television stuff. But life's pretty busy and pretty normal for me. So when you suffer the heartache that you do, good can come of that. which has led us into doing, you know, a New Zealand exclusive that I did last week in a magazine talking about my twin brother, because that was important for me to talk about. It wasn't something that I'd hidden, but it's also not something that I talked about publicly either. So it was nice that we were able to do that.
Let's move on to that, because when did you first tell your brother that you wanted to live your life as a woman, and how did you take that initially?
You know, we never really had a discussion. It just evolved. You know, my twin brother and I lived a pretty separate life, and that wasn't because of anything else other than he was diagnosed with a mental illness in our teenage years. And we just we went in different paths. And it's been in the last couple of years that we've come back together and formed quite a special bond, because we did grow up identical twins. But obviously we've changed as we've gotten older, and I've decided what I want out of life, and he's done the same. Some have actually asked the reason why my brother and I decided to do the exclusive. The answer was not for money, and it wasn't for fame. It was for us an opportunity to show that there is light at the end of the tunnel, and good can come of bad. And he's busy working within a charity he supports around men in violent situations, amongst other things. I'm also an ambassador for the It's Not Okay campaign, which is a nationwide anti-violence campaign. So, you know, I'm grateful that we have New Zealand media that want to report on stuff like that, that impacts how people look at people like me and the dynamic between the two of us. So, you know, my brother and I are more solid now than ever before, and I'm really happy that we've reconnected. And even though during the photo shoot process I probably wanted to kill him because he was being stupid, but that's just like normal siblings, isn't it?
So exactly.
It was great fun.
Now, obviously the media, as you said, do a lot in a good way across the ditch in New Zealand. And now, last year there was also a current affairs documentary on your life, which was quite warts and all. You aired a lot of personal things and also some controversial moments as well. What did you take away from that experience, and how did you get through all that difficult time when that was going to air?
You know, I have an amazing husband, as I've said. I've got a wonderful publicist and a great network of people around me. To do that interview took a little bit of me to decide. It took a while for me to decide, rather, whether or not that was something I wanted to do. But over the years, I've been definitely targeted by various media publications about my past and about prison and about my involvement with the stalking and whatnot. And I'd never really had the opportunity to vent and actually tell the truth word for word. And I was ready to confront the demons in the closet, if you like. And look, the response was overwhelming. As I understand from TV3, who aired the interview with Paula Penfold on Third Degree, that it was one of the highest rated shows that went out on Third Degree, and the response was amazing. I had for months, and even still today, I still get people coming up to me, talking to me about what they got from it, because I think people, you know, homophobia comes from people who are not educated and who don't have an understanding of, and I think me putting myself out there on the many forums that I do, but also public speaking nowadays, actually gives people an in to get to understand and get a little bit more educated. And the naivety around homophobia is dropped. And so by doing that, telling people the truth and fronting up to some of the things that I'd had to deal with through my public life that I had years ago was a good thing. And I'm really pleased that I did it. And it's a shame that it's taken me so long, but I just clearly wasn't ready. But it was a well worthwhile thing for me to do. And I've moved on and living life pretty darn normally, really. It's not that exciting these days at all.
Now, Mary, we'll put that link to that video on our website as well for people to have a look at here in Australia.
I'd love to speak to you.
I know. And make sure you check out Mary's website, which is maryhadstand.com, and you can follow her on social media as well. Great chatting this morning again, Mary.
You too, honey. Take care. Lots of love.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.